إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وبعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فقد كان يدعو رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بدعاء: اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، وأعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، وأعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، وأعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من الهم والحزن، وأعوذ بك من العجز والكسل، وأعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل، وأعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وقهر الرجال. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used this dua, and this is one of the dua that you repeat after Fajr and before Maghrib. Adiyat al-Sabah wal-Masa, it's one of them. And it translates as follows: O Allah, I seek refuge in you from worry and sadness, inability and laziness, fear and miserliness, overwhelming debt, and being overpowered by men. The subject today is about al-hammi wal-hazan, worry and sadness. And inshallah we can come back to this hadith, because we'll see that even the rest of the hadith is related to this al-hammi wal-hazan, worry and sadness. Dear brothers and sisters, mental health is a taboo subject amongst the Muslims, unfortunately. It is attached and lined with stigma. It's a topic that is hardly discussed and usually avoided. Mental health, it means that someone is affected by mental health issues, worry, depression, paranoia, and what have you. Not only that, but also on a personal level, oftentimes we'll find that we do not declare what we feel. It is not unusual to feel unhappy for a day or two, for a minute or two. To feel sad, to react to some news, and a lot of news may make you feel that way. What is not usual is to have a sustained period of that feeling. So if someone is depressed because of a beloved one passing away, or they failed an exam, they missed on an opportunity in trading or whatever, one of their friends did not appear to be a real friend, etc. That may make someone depressed or sad. Nevertheless, there is a period that beyond that we should not feel that way anyway. And psychologists tell us that even people who are paralyzed from the neck down, of course they will feel all this, the feeling of depression you can imagine. Suddenly someone, they cannot move anything in their body. But they can recover in a year's time, and maybe less. Most of the time they will recover in a year's time. You can imagine that sort of injury that is a life-changing. And yet, we are able to adapt. My subject today is really about the way Islam looks at mental health issues. Does the Muslims, in their attitude, I'm not saying all the Muslims, I know some of you are actually, Sister Maryam is a mental health nurse and so on. Some of you may be psychologists and dealing with that, you know, doctors, etc. But generally speaking, within our Muslim communities, we have that problem. The problem of not acknowledging the problem. Sweeping it under the carpet. Someone comes to you and they tell them to man up. What about if it was a woman? Can she man up or woman up? I don't know. Manning up is not the solution. If someone says that I've been depressed for a sustained period of time, 3 months, 6 months, I cannot eat well, I cannot sleep well, I'm all over the place, I cannot concentrate. Nothing about my life is as it used to be. There is a problem. Definitely there is a problem. If you read in Al-Quran Al-Kareem, in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الذي لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه, you'll find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described some human feelings in it. Fear, sadness, anxiety, depression, and also hope, tranquility and love, etc. These are human feelings, and these are what makes someone mentally healthy or otherwise. You will also find that in many ayat, I counted about 12 or 13, the expression لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. For example, ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. Those who are near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will neither fear nor regret. Fear and regret. So they are protected from fear and regret. In Surah Al-Baqarah, for example, فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Whoever follows my guidance will neither have fear nor regret. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, بَلَا مَنْ أَسْلَمَ وَجْهَهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَهُوَ مُحْسِنٌ لله وهو محسن, and there is إلى الله in another ayah, فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. What is خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون? What is that? Let us just stay within this. الخوف, fear, is fear. And you fear from what is coming. You fear from what is coming. You don't fear from the past. Of course, you may have done something bad in the past, and you fear consequences in the future, but you don't fear the past. The past is in the past. But you feel sad about the past. Something you missed. Something did not go the way you liked. Something you felt that you could have done better. Financially, love-wise, friendship-wise, career-wise, etc. Something you missed in the past. So you have this sadness about the past. And you have the fear about the future. And if you are protected from fear from the past and sadness from the past and fear from the future, then you should really have a very happy life. So what I'm trying to say here is that the essence of mental health is here in the Quran. It is being acknowledged. They tell us that anxiety and depression, of course there are very many mental health problems, but anxiety and depression are the, if you like, the parents of all mental health problems. They emanate from these two. Anxiety and depression. Depression is excessive sadness. Sadness that doesn't leave someone. Even when they sleep, they get up and they are sad immediately. So, feelings are natural. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in us these feelings. The feeling of fear, the feeling of unhappy sometimes, the feel of love. And regardless of what you say about these feelings, excessive feelings is not healthy. To have fear is very healthy. If you see a child and they jump all over the place and they have no fear of anything, they go to the fire, they throw themselves in the fire, you take them to the doctor. You say this child will harm themselves. And there are conditions of people who do not feel pain, for example. They have no pain. So they break their legs and they do all sorts of things because the pain tells you to stop, and there is no signal to these people to tell them to stop. The same as fear. Fear, it means that there is something that you have to do something about it. It's excessive fear, which is not healthy. Overwhelming feelings for prolonged periods are not healthy, or are not natural. This is what leads to mental health problems, and that is what needs to be acknowledged. If we go back to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan wa min al-'ajzi wal-kasal wa a'udhu bika min al-jubni wal-bukhl wa a'udhu bika min ghalabati ad-dayni wa qahri ar-rijal. Again, we come back to this hadith. We'll see that it talks about worry and sadness. Worry is a branch of fear. It's something to come that you worry about. You worry about an exam. You worry about an enemy. You worry about poverty or what have you. Sadness is something that from the past made you sad. Inability and laziness. Now, inability to feel that in yourself that you are hopeless about something or about many things or about everything is a huge problem, and it will definitely lead to a mental problem itself. So not only the worry and sadness, but also the elements of that dua will lead someone just sitting down and doing nothing. They'll be thinking of all sorts of things, worry about all sorts of things, because they are not proactive in their life to do something about their life. And laziness is the same. Fear and miserliness, again, miserliness is also a fear of poverty. If someone is miser, they don't want to spend on their family, they don't want to spend on their wife, they don't want to spend on the children, they don't want to help others, they don't want to help their parents, they don't want to be generous to the guest and hospitable. It means that they have a fear, and for some reason they think that holding on to the money they have or to the wealth makes them better people or can protect them from that fear of poverty in the future. Overwhelming debt. How many people we hear committing suicide because they got into a debt that they couldn't get out? Of course, this is outside Islam completely, but it happens within the Muslims and without them. And being overpowered by men, I don't want to spend any more time, but you can see that a good mental health comes from being protected from all these elements. Also, just for a little bit of if you like, completeness just on this subject. There are other hadith, other dua that the Prophet ﷺ used to use. One of them is, Allahumma inni abduk, wa abnu abdik, wa abnu amatik, nasiyati biyadik, madin fiya hukmuk, adlun fiya qada'uk, as'aluka bi kulli ismin huwa lak, sammayta bihi nafsak, أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك أن تجعل القرآن نور صدري وربيع قلبي وجلاء حزني وذهاب همي. It's a long hadith. Please look it up. Look it up, brothers. Also is asking Allah subhanahu to make Al-Quran the light of the chest and the spring of the heart. وجلاء حزني وذهاب همي is to protect me also to remove sadness and worry from me. Also another one is a short one, which is the dua of Yunus عليه الصلاة والسلام, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين, when he got into the fish, the whale, the big whale. Al-Hut is a name. It means a fish. I had a discussion with some people who did some research, and they said it is a big fish. It is not the whale as a whale. Allahu A'lam. Because the word Hut in Arabic, it means fish as well as it means that big whale, which is a huge animal. Of course, it can swallow a human being. But how could it go to Euphrates or to Iraq? You know, Yunus was in Iraq. He was not near an ocean. Allahu A'lam. Allahu A'lam. Anyway, and he left his people because he feared that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them. Also, there is another one. La ilaha illallah al-azim al-halim. La ilaha illallah rabbi al-arsh al-azim. La ilaha illallah rabbi al-samawati wa rabbi al-ardi wa rabbi al-arsh al-karim. All these are dua to protect from that. Just again, very, very quickly, to see that even prophets and messengers, the great ones, were affected by being sad sometimes, having fear, etc. The Prophet ﷺ, in many cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتٍ. Do not waste away yourself with grief on them because they did not follow the truth. وَلَا تَحْزَنْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا تَكُوا فِي ضَيْقٍ مِمَّا يَمْكُرُونَ. Do not feel sad because of their attitude, and do not feel depressed from the way they are treating you and treating your da'wah. It means that these things happen to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Of course, he does not grieve or being sad because of minor things. He cares about the da'wah, about this deen. But we may care for that too. And we may care for other things. Ya'qub alayhi salat. And of course, we know in As-Sirah, the Aam al-Huzn, the year of sadness, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Mecca lost Khadija radiallahu anha, his beloved wife, who stood firmly beside him in his da'wah, sponsored him, supported him, embraced him, looked after him, gave him the children. She passes away. And the same year, his uncle Abu Talib, albeit he wasn't a Muslim, definitely he wasn't a Muslim. No one can say he was, because it is authentic in the hadiths. But yet he was protecting the Prophet ﷺ from Quraysh. He also passed away. So he left in the open. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with him. But he is a human needing people around him. And that year was called Aam al-Huzn, the year of sadness. Ya'qub alayhi salatu wassalam, وَتَوَلَّى عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا أَسَفَى عَلَى يُوسُفَ وَبِيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. And he turned away from them and said, oh, sorrow over Joseph. And his eyes became white from grief, for he was a suppressor. He lost his sight because he lost his son. He grieved over him. He had 12 sons. MashaAllah. He did not lack. He was not his only one. He had 12. And he knew that there was a plot against him. He did not die, but he was always hopeful, but yet he lost his eyesight. So it happens, dear brothers and sisters. In a nutshell, definitely Islam comes to look after your body, to look after your soul, to look after your brains, to look after your descendants. Al-kulliyat al-khams, the five major things that the Sharia came to protect. To protect your deen, to protect your soul, to protect your finance, to protect your ird, you know, your nasl, your offspring. And the ulama, when they wrote about al-tibb al-nabawi and medicine in general, they did not distinguish between physical and mental or spiritual, if you like. At the end of the day, no doubt that Islam gives you a lot of support with the dua, with the istighfar, with being straight. But ultimately, this is like a disease. It comes to some of us, we cannot bear it anymore, and then we have to seek help. We need to seek specialists. Of course, we tell people who are around us to give us support. We cling to the robe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that does not stop us from seeing a specialist. If you have a cut, you clean it, you put a plaster. If you have infection, you have antibiotic. If you have a disease, you have it looked up by a specialist, and definitely mental health is one of them. Dear brothers and sisters, Muslims are very much affected by the environment they are in. They may have their own issues and problems that may induce such mental problems, but they also share the others within the same environment and can be affected by that too. We should not, dear brothers and sisters, shy away from seeking help, from discussing that amongst ourselves. We should not let our sons and daughters without support. We should not leave them alone. We should take them and see a specialist if it comes to that. Alhamdulillah, if they say they are okay, they'll get over it. Alhamdulillah. You know, you have an ache here, it may be something really minor, but if you are worried, you go to the doctor and say, Alhamdulillah, don't worry about it. Take a paracetamol for a couple of days and you'll be all right. Nothing to worry about. But at least you do not regret it later on that you had something which developed and you didn't see a doctor. The same with mental health, because if it develops, then it becomes harder and harder to rectify. How to identify clinical depression and anxiety, definitely that is for the specialist, but people who know you, they say you are not yourself. Definitely they can figure that out. People around you, they say you are not the same. Is there a problem? So people can, even though they are not specialists, they can identify that there could be something wrong. Islam tells us to look after ourselves, dear brothers and sisters. Look after your deen, look after your mental health, look after your physical being, look after those who are around you. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم ارحمنا فإنك بنا راحم والطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم، إنك أنت العز الأكرم. اللهم إنا عبيدك، أبناء عبيدك، أبناء إماتك، نواصينا بيدك، ماض فينا حكمك، عدل فينا قضاؤك. نسألك بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك، أن تجعل القرآن نور صدورنا وربيع قلوبنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأعلي بالحق كلمة الدين. اللهم من أراد بالإسلام والمسلمين خيرا فوفقه لكل خير، ومن أراد بهم سوءا فاقصمه وخذه أخذ عزيز مقتدر. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. الله الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.